Governor Scott signed a $78 billion budget today, but before he did, he vetoed a record $461 million in spending. Among the vetoes are some big projects in Central Florida, including funding for a downtown campus for the University of Central Florida and for the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. Here to talk about the budget veto list is 90.7's Matthew Petty. What's the university saying about losing that $15 million?
Well, Crystal, there's a lot of disappointment from the university and their supporters. They're obviously disappointed not to get the funding, but originally they'd wanted quite a bit more, about $60 million from the state. But they had expected to at least get the $15 million after the legislature agreed on it. They're saying they're not giving up, though. Here's UCF spokesman Grant Heston.
This is not a situation where we're giving up. We're going to just decide what's best for the projects and figure out how we can move forward. Because really, it's more than just UCF. This is, when you talk about downtown, this is a Central Florida project. It impacts students and businesses and the creative technology economy of the neighborhood surrounding downtown. So we're committed to making this happen.
What about Senate President Andy Gardner? As an Orlando resident, he was a big supporter of the downtown campus. What's he saying?
That's right, Crystal. Gardner has criticized this budget and the long list of veto items there. He says the downtown campus funding veto is a blow, and he said lawmakers weren't expecting it after the Senate and the House passed their budgets and sent them to the governor. He also said that he and other lawmakers were surprised at what else got cut. And that includes money to help children with special needs attend college and about $10 million in funding for free and charitable clinics. Now, Gardner says there are many families who've had their dreams shattered by the governor's decisions on this veto list. And he also highlighted the governor's refusal to support the Senate in its bid to accept Medicaid dollars to provide insurance for about 800,000 Floridians.
Gardner and the Senate didn't see eye to eye with Governor Scott in the debate over health care. Is politics at work in some of these veto decisions?
Well, Crystal, Andy Gardner told me he doesn't think it's personal with him and the governor, but he said they have butted heads, and he said the legislature have always done that. But he said really what struck him was that the vetoes in this budget are inconsistent.
He pretty much showed his inconsistency all over the state. And so, obviously Central Florida had some maybe bigger ticket items, but there were a lot of projects around the state, especially for individuals with disabilities, that he vetoed. And that's unfortunate. It's a sad day for those programs.
Matthew Petty, what other reactions have there been to this budget?
Well, Crystal, it's obviously not all negative. I mean, it's a big budget, $78 billion. The Florida Chamber of Commerce says Scott's doing the right thing by putting money back into the pockets of Floridians. It also got high marks from the Restaurant and Lodging Association and the Retail Federation. And then over on Florida's Space Coast, Frank DiBello, he's the president of Space Florida. That's the state's economic development agency for the aerospace industry. He says this budget shows Florida is the right place for companies who need the high-skilled workforce and supply chain for space and aerospace. And remember, Crystal, that's a big part of the economy on Central Florida's Space Coast. And that area has been rebuilding since the loss of the shuttle program a few years ago. And of course, Governor Scott himself said in releasing this budget, he's trying to cut red tape and bureaucracy, and he's trying to make the state government more efficient. He said this budget helps.
That's 90.7's Matthew Petty talking about Governor Scott's budget. Thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome.
This is 90.7 News.